The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas are Nitzavim and Vayelach. In Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed. No, excuse me. It's not it at all. Yes, it's Perek Lamed, Posuk Yud Aleph. Moshe is speaking to the people in the name of Hashem. And he says, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos. This mitzvah which I am commanding you today, this is what he's saying in the name of Hashem, and Rashi learns it's referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. Leniflesi mimcha, it is not beyond you, it is not concealed from you. Velerechokehi, and it is not far from you. Lova Shemaim hi, it is not in the heavens, lemor, that you would have to say, mi yale lono ha-shemaim, or mi kocheh lono, that we would have to go up to the heavens to take the Torah, yashmi'ena esor v'na'aseno, in order that we could listen to the Torah, we could hear it and fulfill it. V'lema eva la'yom hi, and it is not from though, from, it's not on the other side of the sea, lemor, to say mi avolonu al evra hayom bi kocheh olonu, if that we would have to cross the sea to take it for us, v'yashmeina isovena aseno, and so we could study it and we could fulfill it. Many times when there's something very, very precious, but it's far away, you have to go into the heavens or you have to cross the sea. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us now, leniflesi hi mimcha, v'lei rechoki hi, it is not concealed from you, and it is not far from you. Ki korev eilecha hadover bi'od. It is near to you, it is very near to you. V'ficha, in your mouth, u'bilavovecha la'aseisoi, and in your hearts, to fulfill the Torah. In the Medrash Rabbah, brings on this posuk that leni flesi, it is not concealed from you, also it is not far from you. This is the Medrash Rabbah here on this parsha, Berechas, posuk beis, b'emsadvorim, brings a posuk from Iyov, Chovches, Chov Aleph, V'ne'elma me'enei kol chai u'me'eif ha'shamayim nistoro. The Torah is concealed from the eyes of all living things and from the birds of the heavens. So the Medrash darshens, V'ne'elma me'enei kol chai elu ha'chayos. It is concealed from all living things. These are the chayos, these are the creatures which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created to serve Him on high. U'me'eif ha'shamayim nistoro, elo ha'malochim. And from the birds of the heaven it is concealed. This refers to the angels. Minayim she'ne'emar v'yo'of elai echod min hasrofim. Like we find in Yeshayahu, Vov. That one of the Srofim, one of the fire angels, came flying to him. So the Medrash says, Shemalachi Ashores Nisabulo. The Malachim, the angels of high, they desired the Torah. Ben Elma Mehem, but it is concealed from them, as it states, Ben Elma Mehne Kol Chai. And the Srafim and the Afanim wanted the Torah, and it's concealed from them, as it states in Eif HaShemayim Nishtoro. Omer Lehen Bonai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, my children, Mimalachi HaShoris Hi Nifleis, it is concealed, and it is far from these angels. Avol Mikem Eino Nifleis, but from you it is not concealed. Also in the Medrash, a little further, at the end of Periches, Ki Korov, who, it is close to you. Omar Reb Shmuel Barim Nachman, L'mahadavadome, what can this be compared to? L'bas Melech, Shelo Hoya Odom Makira. A king had a daughter, an only daughter. And this daughter, he wouldn't let anyone see her. He kept her basically concealed all of the time. And this Bas Melech called through the Bas Melech Pinimo. By royalty and nobility, the less one was seen in public, especially when it came to a princess, the more chashivas, the more prestigious it was. So he wouldn't let the public see her at all. V'hoya l'melech ohuv echod. And the king had a very, very close friend. V'yinichles l'melech b'chol shor. This close friend could come and go and see the melech at any time. V'hoya bita shel melech emedes l'ponot. And when this friend would come and visit the king would allow his daughter to remain there. So one day the king told this close beloved friend of his, Amalei HaMelech, Re'ei Hei'aich Ani Mechavev Oscho. See how much I endear you. She'ein Beria Maker Es Biti Ve'emedes Lefonecho. Because there is no other living person that I allow ever to see my daughter. And here, whenever you come and go, she's here and I allow her to remain. Kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. So as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Israel, Ru'u, ma atem chavivim olai. You must realize how dear you are to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Israel. She'ein berye bepaltin sheli makir es haTorah. There is not one creature in my palace that can see the Torah. And meanwhile, I have given the Torah to you, and you can study it whenever you want. And that's what it means in the Pasuk in Iyov, Ne'elma me'enei kol choy, that it is concealed from the eyes of every creature, aval atem le'niflesi mimecha, but from you it is not concealed. Ela korev eilecha hadover mi'od, but it is very, very close to you. Person, a Jew has the prerogative, he has the privilege, he wants to go and study the Torah, he can study the Torah whenever he wants. And he can understand the Torah. Yet this has been concealed from every creature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. Omer lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Israel, Bonai, im yadivrei Torah kreivim lachem, if you will study the Torah, and the Torah will be close to you, afani kore itchem kreivim, then I will call you krovim. If you study my Torah and the Torah is close to you, I will call you a people that's close to me. Shekein ksiv, it states in Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches, la'am Yisrael am krevoi haleluko, that Yisrael is called the nation which is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they study Torah, and they take the Torah, and the Torah is close to them, they're taking part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's close to them. Because it states Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Urai Sechad Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah is one. So if they make the Torah close to themselves, they are making HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to them. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Klal Yisrael, the Am Yisrael, Am Krevai, the nation of Yisrael, which is a nation which is near to me, Aleluko. What is the explanation of all of this? The Torah comes from an enormously high and concealed shade source. And it's not from this world. And it preceded the creation of this world. And it's higher than anything else that was created. And because of that, it's nifleis umuruchat mikol beria. It's beyond the comprehension, beyond the scope of all creations, except Yisrael. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the people. It's not beyond you. It's not far from you. It's close to you. Now, the reason why it's not beyond Yisrael, but it's korev elecho, it's close to you, that's from two aspects. Mitzar Atzmon and Mitzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the aspect of Yisrael and from the aspect of Hashem. Firstly, from the Mitzar Atzmon, from the aspect of themselves. We see that Yisrael, by nature, were always close to the Torah, even before it was given to them. For example, the Chazal tell us, it's in the Psukim in the Torah, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Kedem Shenitnu. Avraham fulfilled the entire Torah Kedem Shenitnu, before it was given. States explicitly, Ekev Asher Shomalti, that he kept all Kol Mitzvesai, all of my mitzvahs. Not only that, but it states Avram Zokein Ubo Bayomin. Zokein, he was Yeshiv B'Yeshiva. He not only studied the Torah and fulfilled the Torah, but he taught the Torah. He had a yeshiva. And then the Gemara tells us in the third parak of Masechet Yuma, Me'olam Leposki Yeshiva Maveseinu. From Avram's time, the others always had yeshivas, where they sat and learned and they taught Torah. Now, this was before it was given. So you can't say that it was close to them because it was given to them. It wasn't given yet. And we find the same with Yitzchok. And we find with Yaakov. And Yaakov was very, very close to the Torah before it was given. Because Yaakov was called Ishtam. The Yaakov Ishtam Yesheva Olim. He was an Ishtam. Tam means Sholem. He was perfect, totality. And he dwelled in the tents of Torah. But this that he's called Ishtam is very significant. Because this is what the Torah is called. It states, Torah Hashem Tumima, Mishivas Nofesh. So Yaakov was given the same identification as the Torah is. And this to show that by nature, he was massing with the Torah. He could identify with the Torah. It states also, the Torah is given another name. It states, Mitzvahs Asher Shem Yishorim Esam Pelev. The mitzvahs of Hashem are Yishorim. Yoshor means perfect balance, upright, midpoint, just, not to the right, not to the left. Now, Yoshor is also Yaakov's name. First of all, the name Yisrael has the word Yoshor in it. It has the Yud and the Shin and the Resh. And his name also was Yeshurun. He was referred to as Yeshurun. Vayi Bishurun Melech. And Yeshurun means Yoshor. Perfect balance, perfect uprightness, not to the right, not to the left. And David HaMelech, when he came to praise the Sefer Torah, and he praised it with the entire Aleph Beis in Kapitel Kuf Yutes, And he said eight praises, which each letter. The first praise that he said was Ashrei Tzimimai Dorech Aholchi B'Derech Hashem. Fortunate are those who walk B'Tmimus, who walk the upright path that is Aholchi B'Derech Hashem, who walk the path of Hashem. B'Derech Hashem, who walk the path of the Torah Hashem. So his greatest praise was is that the Torah is the path of Tmimus. Now, this was all, and we see this by Israel before it was given. So we can't say that Klal Yisrael is close to the Torah before because it was given to them. And the Maral brings a proof on this. Because the Chazal tell us in one of the in Zeis HaBrocha, Pasha Zeis HaBrocha, it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah. So the Chazal ask, where did he come from? Came to Israel to give the Torah. He came, he was Machzer ala Umais. He went to the other nations to offer them the Torah before Israel. And all of them refused to accept it. Each one said, Machzim bo, states, Hashem misinai bo, v'zorach meisi elomai, hefir mahar poron. Each one asked what was written in the Torah. And when they heard what was written in the Torah, they said, no, we can't accept it. Came to Israel. Israel didn't ask. They just said, Nasim and Nishma, whatever you tell us, we will accept. Now why? Why was it that all of the nations, they asked what was in the Torah, and when they heard, they said, we can't accept it. Klal Israel said, whatever you want to give us, we will accept. See, why? Evidently we see from here, the Maral says, that by all of the nations of the world, it was kosher lehem, the kablo. It was difficult for them to take the Torah. But on the other hand, by Israel, we see not that they conquered the Yetzer to take the Torah. It was kal lehem, it was easy. Because all of the other nations, they said, look, tell us what's in it. And when they heard what's in it, they said, we can't accept the Torah like that. Tells us you shouldn't kill, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. So it was difficult for them. But Klal Yisrael didn't even ask what was in it. They didn't have to ask what was in it. They said, yes, sure, we will accept it. Nasim v'nishma. We will accept it, and we will fulfill it, and we will understand it. So it's Kal Lehem. Now why? He says, from here you see that Torah was contrary to the nation, to the nature of the other nations, while it was identifiable with the nature of Israel. And therefore, the other nations, it was very, very difficult for them. But by Israel, it wasn't at all. So, from Mitzar Atzmon, from the aspect of Israel alone, themselves, Torah is close to them. They have a nature, a physical and spiritual nature, that naturally identifies with Torah. Therefore, Korav Adover. And this is why they were able to fulfill Torah, study Torah, teach Torah, Kedem Shenitna, even before it was given. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered to them, it was very easy for them to accept. Then it's close to them from a second aspect. This is from the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he chose Klal Yisrael, he chose us to give us the Torah. And when he gave it to us, it was a matona that's Eina Chezeres. It was a matona that he would not take back. And it became enshrined in our souls. And the Chazal tell us that we were all by Sinai, Har Sinai, the generation that was there and the generations that were to follow. And this is all, what the Chazal tell us in Masechta Yuma, that the Uber B'me'imai, the embryo in the womb of the mother, near Delek HaReshe, there's a candle above his head, and he's sitting there, and the Malach comes, and Melamdei Kol HaTorah Kula teaches him the entire Torah. Once he's Yotze La'avir HaElom, once he comes out into the air of this world, then he's, he hits him, U'mashkehu, and he forgets the entire Torah. But even though he forgets it, it still was part of him. And then, therefore, when he comes to study Torah again, he's not studying something which is strange to him. He's just bringing back his Aveda. He's bringing back what he lost. Actually, in the Pavskim, in the Midrashim, it brings one of the reasons for a Sholem Zohar. It's not that the custom of a Sholem Zohar is that an actually, it was referred to as a Ben Zohar, a Sholem Zohar, that on Shabbos, they would go in to say good Shabbos to the newborn. So one of the reasons brought is because he's like an ovel. He's mourning. So they would go in to comfort him because he has lost all of his Torah. So this was an aveda to him. But he had it. It was part of him. And that's why it states, Torah tziva lonu meisha, meirosha ki hilus Yaakov, yirushi hilonu. That it's our inheritance. It's meirosha ki hilus Yaakov, it's a yirusha to Klal Yisrael. And then the Gemara darshins, al tikrei morosha ela meorosha. It's not only a yirusha to Klal Yisrael, but it's a meorosha. It's like a wife to Klal Yisrael, the Torah. And this is why Achazal tell us that the crown of Torah cannot be limited. When it comes to the crown of Kohuna, that's just to Aaron and his seed. When it comes to the crown of Malchus, that's just to Dovra Melech. But when it comes to the crown of Torah, that cannot be limited. That's everyone's. Because that's Morosha Kihilas Yaakov. That is a Yerusha for all of the congregations of Yaakov. That's what the Chazal bring, and this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Shlishi, of Hilchus Talmud Torah, Shleishi Ksorim Nichtu Yisrael. Yisrael were given three crowns. Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, and Keser Malchus, the crown of Torah, of priesthood, and of kingship. Keser Kuna Zocha by Aaron. Kuhuna, priesthood, went to Aaron. Shenema Vahisa Lo, Olezara Achra, Bishkunas Olam. To he and his seed. Keser Malchus Zocha by David. The crown of kingship went to David. Shenema Zara La'elam Yeh, V'kisei Kashemesh Negdi. His seed will always have Malchus, the royalty. Keser Torah, who did that go to? Harei Munach Ve'emet U'muchan L'chol Yisrael. That is there, ready for all of Israel. Shenema Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe Moroshe Kihila Shakov. Moshe commanded us the Torah, and this is an inheritance for all of Yaakov. Kol mi sheyirtza yova v'yitol. Whoever wants it, let him come and take from it. And then the Rambam explains that this is al pi de Gemara, that the Keser Torah is greater than the other crowns. So this is what is meant when it states in our psukim, Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zeis asher anochi mitzavecho hayom, the mitzvah which I am giving you today, le-niflesi mimcho ve-le-rechokihi. It is not concealed from you and it is not far from you. Ki korav eilecha adover, but it is close to you. When it comes to Israel, it's close. Now, even though we explained how and why it is so close and at the same time so far from everyone else. Nevertheless, a person has to pursue it. The Torah is not going to come to the person. He has to pursue the Torah. Like the Rambam says, Harei Muchen Be'omed L'chol Yisrael Kol Hayirtze Yovev Yitol. Whoever wants Torah, let him come and take it. But he has to want the Torah, and he has to follow and pursue the Torah. It will not come to him by himself. And that's why we have many, many psukim, for example, in the beginning of Parshas Bechukaisai, Im Bechukaisai Teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes, and the Chazal Darshan, to you Amelim B'Torah, if you will labor in my Torah, then you will have it. Or we quoted the Mishnah not long ago, Reb Lezer ben Aroch said, Ve'vishokur le'Torah, you should be a shaktan when it comes to study Torah. Shaktan means an obsession. Tell me it all of the time, you must run and pursue the Torah. And then we have from Shlema Melech, in Mishle, in Perek Beis Posuk Dalet, Im Tevaksheno, we quoted this many times, Im Tevaksheno Kakosev, Vechamatmonim, Tachbeseno. If you will pursue Torah like one pursues silver, money, or like one will search for hidden treasures, Oz Tovim Yiras Hashem, then and only then will you understand the Yiras Hashem, the Das Hashem Timtzo, and you will find the Das Hashem. So don't make the mistake to think that since we by nature are close to Torah, while all of the other nations are not, and Torah was given to us while it was not to the others, and it's concealed, we call barrier, from every creature except us. It's going to come to us by itself. Now, im tevaksheno kakosev v'chamatmonim tachpeseno. If you will, how do people chase after money? They make a lifetime pursuit of it. If you will search for Torah like you search for hidden treasures, if you pursue Torah like you pursue money, Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem. Shlema Melech says, then and only then will you understand the Yiras Hashem, the Das Hashem Timtzo. Then you will find the Das Hashem. And this is why, in these next psukim, states Lev Hashemayim, there's a dual interpretation. From one aspect, it's telling us Lev Hashemayim he velema eva layamhu. It's telling us it's telling us that it's not far from us. It's not in the heavens and it's not across the sea. It's not far. In other words, it's close to us. But there's another drosha that the Gemara darshans to tell us that now it in certain aspects it is far from us. What is that drosha? This is the Gemara in Ervin, Daf Nun Hei Omer Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Leba Shomayim Hi. It's not in the heavens. Who are in the heavens? The Gasei HaRuach, the arrogant. Even though Torah is close to us, but Leitim Tzu BeGasei HaRuach, you will not find it amongst the arrogant of Israel. It is korav elecha. It is close, but not by shomayim, not to the arrogant. V'lei me'eva le'yam hi, and it is not. Even though it's close, you will not find it by those who are always traveling to the other side of the sea. B'sholeitim tzah, b'sorchanim, v'lei b'tagorim. Not by the Socharim and not by the Tagorim. These are the merchants. Those merchants that are always traveling to the other side of the sea, Leib Evarayam. It's close to you, but it will not be close to you if you are always traveling all around. The Maral explains, and this is the Siva Torah, Sef Perek Beis. What's the explanation of this? says that man is made up of three parts. It's the guf, the chemer, this is physical man, the nefesh. The nefesh is the life which is imbued in him. And the seichel, and the intellect. From the guf comes everything that's physical. From the nefesh, from the life which is imbued in him, comes all movement. Because the physical man is actually silent. He's a daimem. Just like the earth that he came from. And that's why when his nefesh leaves him, he's silent, motionless. There is no movement. Fact is, if you want to find out if something is alive or not, you see if it moves. And if you see an animal or some type of creature and you're wondering if it's alive or not, you watch to see if it moves. If it moves, it's alive. If it doesn't move, it's not alive. Why? Maybe it moves and it's not alive. Maybe it doesn't move and it is alive. No. Because all movement comes from the nefesh. The nefesh, in essence, is a tenua. See? Is live and moves. But it's an antithesis. It's totally contrary to the physical guf. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the physical guf from the Adoma. Ofer min Adoma. There is no movement in the earth. If you ever see any earth move, that's because something is moving it. But it doesn't move on its own. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Vayipach ba'apov. He blew into his nostrils. Anishmos Chaim. He imbued him with life. That's in essence movement. Now, that was Neshima. So therefore, as long as he has that, he can move. If he doesn't move, it's departed from him. That's the nefesh. So that's the keach hatenua. And then there's the seichel. And the intellect, the intelligence that man was given, is more than the physical intelligence. It's with that intelligence, he can understand things which are bilti gashmi, which are nivdal. They are departed from the physical realm. And he can be mikasher es atzmoi. He can bind himself to dvorim elyonim, things that are not from this world. Because that keach he was given in his mentality, in his seichel, and therefore he can come to things which are beyond this world. And that's with what he studies Torah. So these are the three parts of the person. Now, the Maral says a chidush by arrogance. Where does arrogance come from? Generally, we think arrogance is some type of spiritual attribute. He says no. He says arrogance is a physical attribute. And that's why it's referred to, it's called in the Loshon Chazal, Gasei HaRuach. In Gas, the word Gas means chemer. Gas means heavy. For example, you have a behema dako and a behema gaso. A behema dako is a small animal. A behema gaso is an ox, a large animal, heavy. Gas is what you refer to. If you want to refer to something which is thick and heavy and coarse in the physical world, in the chomer. Now, why is it called Gasei HaRuach? Someone who is of a heavy spirit. This is how the arrogance is referred to. So, he says it's a physical attribute. And the proof of it is because someone who credits himself with a lot of self-importance. And he's quite blown up. Because of that, he will not identify with other elements of the nation because he holds himself above them. Now, not only he will not, but he cannot. the arrogant, they like to identify themselves with the more sophisticated people of the nation, or better yet, the class system. So a person like that is creating gevulim. He's creating boundaries and limitations for himself. And boundaries and limitations are something which you find only in the Olim HaGashmi, only in the physical world. Only in the physical world will you find straights and narrows. You will find boundaries. Because a boundary always represents a beginning or an end. So there has to be a dimension. There has to be a measure. And this is only in the Olam HaChemer, in the physical world. This is physics. This is natural physics. When you leave the physical world and you're in the non-physical world, there are no boundaries. There are no boundaries of distance. It's Netzach. There are no boundaries of time because it's non-physical. But meanwhile, the arrogant, they are limiting themselves to certain areas, to certain places. They'll only associate with this class of people. They will only be found in these types of areas and so forth. Actually, the arrogant like to consider themselves very, very big and great. They actually are maktinas atzman. They make themselves very, very small because they limit themselves. And with this, the Maral in a number of places explains a very difficult Gemara. There's a Gemara which says, Kol mokom shenimtsa gdulasei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nimtsa imusanusei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever you will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness is demonstrated, there you will see his humility is demonstrated. Humility is the opposite of arrogance. And it brings, actually the Gemara brings this, we find this both in the Mikra, in the Chumash, and in the Vim and the Ksuvim. It brings from the Chumash, for example, it says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Olakim, Be Adonai Adonim, Hokel HaGodol HaGibor V'Aneiro, Asher Lo Yisa Ponim, V'Lo Yisa Yikach Sheichat, Hare Gdulosei. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the God of all gods, the lords of all lords. He is the great and the mighty and the fearful, which he will never bow to any type of favors or briberies. So Haregi Dulose, there's his greatness. And immediately afterwards it states, Ksi Basrei Ose Mishpat Yosom V'Almano, he is the one who protects the orphan, the widow. I have ger, he loves the stranger. Lo seis leilechem besimlo, to give him bread and clothing. Now, it brings that whenever it speaks of the gedulei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it speaks of his invasanusai, his humility. So the Maral asks, what does it mean whenever? Why? What does one thing have to do with the other? You want to tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, and you want to tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu is humble? Okay. But why does it say, Kol Mokom, wherever it speaks of his greatness, it's going to speak of his humility? She says as follows. Because the humility spells out for us and declares his greatness. Because the greatness of the person is not the one who's limited. The greatness of the person is the one who's unlimited. You have people that will only walk in the company of royalty. But what are they doing with the orphans? What are they doing with the widows? What are they doing with the stranger? Nothing. That's not their scene. Well, that's a katnus in them. That's a smallness in them. They can walk in the most powerful chambers of kings. But that's a katnus, that's a smallness in them, because they're limited. They cannot identify with the rest of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can identify with everyone. He's Adonai Adonim. He's the greatest Lord of all of the Lords. And at the same time, Osem Mishpat, Yosem Be'almona. He takes care of the orphan and the widow. So, that itself shows his greatness. That's why wherever we want to describe his greatness, we have to bring in also what he does for the orphan and the widow and the stranger, because this spells out his greatness for us. Kol mokum shenimtze gedulasei atameitzi es invasonusei. Now the reason for this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no limitations. Why doesn't he have limitations? Because he's bilti gashmi. He's not from this world. Therefore he identifies with everyone. But the Gasei Ruach is a person that limits himself. And the fact that he limits himself, this tells us he's a Baal Chemer. He's someone who is very physical. If he's very physical, then he's not going to be Kena Torah. He won't be able to acquire Torah, because Torah is non-physical. So that's why it states, Lei Beshomayim Hi, Lei Begasei HaRuach. You will not find Torah by the Gasei HaRuach, because if a person becomes too physical, then it's going to take away the perfection of the other parts of the body, of the human being, which is the power of the Seichel. Actually, with this, Rambam is explained, because the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, Divrei Torah Nimshla Kamayim. Torah is compared to water. Shinema Hevi Kol Tzomei L'chula Mayim. Let everyone who is thirsty, let him go drink water. This is referring to Torah. Lema Loch, and this teaches you, Ma Mayim Eino Miskansim B'moka Medrein. Water doesn't come together in a high place. Elanischolin me olov, but it goes by itself. Umiskapzin b'mokemesh beiran, it doesn't come together in a high place or on a slope, but it'll go down to the lowest point, and there it will collect. Kach divrei Torah einan nimtzayim begasei ruach. Divrei Torah is not found amongst the arrogant. V'lei b'lev kol gavolev. And not in the heart of someone who is arrogant, ela bedak u'shval ruach, but in those who hold themselves very low. So here the Rambam is bringing the principle that we mentioned, lebegasei ruach. But now, what does the Rambam carry on with? He says, shemisavek ba'afa ragle achachomim, someone who will sit at the feet of the chachomim, umeser atavis v'tanugi azman b'liba, he removes the desires and the pleasures of the time from his heart. Ve'esem alocha b'chol yeh me'at k'dei chayev, he does work every day as much as needed to make a living. Im lo yol ma yechel, if he doesn't have what to eat, v'shar yom v'layla esem, and the rest of the days and the nights he studies Torah. Why does the Rambam here mix in? He starts out to talk about the Gasei Ruach, and then he mixes in that Torah will be found by those who humble themselves. They sit at the feet of the Chachomim. They remove the pursuit of worldly pleasures, and they make their main pursuit in Torah. But what's the pursuit of worldly pleasures have to do with it? You see, so the Rambam is also learning that the Gasei Ruach, the problem with the Gasei Ruach, with the arrogant, is because they are too physical. And you cannot identify with Torah if you're too physical. Then, there's a second principle that the Gemara brings, Vasecherim Batagorim, that you will not find Torah Me'eva Layam, to those who are always crossing the sea and traveling in the pursuit of wealth. So Neta Maral says, because we said there's the goof, there's the physical man, we said there's the nefesh. Now the nefesh is movement. this, if a person is always moving, he's always traveling, he's going and he's coming, actually what this is a gvuras ha-nefesh. This shows that he has a very, very strong nefesh, because the nefesh wants to move. The nefesh was an essence movement. It was a neficha. It was a Kodesh Baruch Hu blew breath into the person, and a breath in essence moves. And the breath is contained in the body, and it moves the body. But if a person has a very strong nefesh, so he's very restless, and he always wants to move. And that's what you find from the travelers. See? They are more at home when they're on a plane than when on the ground. They always want to move. It shows a nefesh that wants to move. So it's moving the body here and there and up and down and where. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But, the Chazal tells us, if the nefesh, if there's too much gvuras ha-nefesh, then Torah will not be close to that person. Lei me'ever layam hi. Lei b'secharim u'betagorim. You will not find it in the merchants that are always crossing the sea in Kashrut. Why? Because that shows where their nefesh is being gaver. Their nefesh is ruling. And if one part of the body rules too much, it's going to take away the shlemus. It's going to take away the perfection of the other parts. So it'll take away the perfection of the seichel. And the seichel is just the opposite. The seichel thrives not on movement. That's why if a person is moving around too much, he can't think too well. When it states that the Dayonim had to paskin a din, so it says they were yeshvim bedonim. They sat to paskin. They didn't walk back and forth and up and down and run here and at the same time try to come to understand Torah. And it states heavy mesunim bedin, to deliberate. They had to concentrate, put all their concentrations on it. So this was the keach ha-seichel. Actually, the seichel, because of that, wants menucha in order to put all of its concentrations and come close to Torah. And if the nefesh is moving it back and forth, you have a contradiction here. Actually, the Gemara in Erevin brings, why was the halacha nikba established kebeis hillel and not like beis shammai? So it says because they were very calm. They were neichin, ba'aluvin. They weren't excitable. They were very calm. They were very, uses a word, self-suffering. They weren't reactionaries. It says, they didn't get angry, and they didn't get insulted. And it says when it came to giving kovet, if someone didn't give them kovet, it meant nothing to them. Not only that, but they would give kovet to Beis Shammai, and not only would they give kovet to Shammai, but when they would teach the halacha, it says they would say, Shammai holds like this, but we hold differently. In other words, they would say Shammai's opinion also. Not, unfortunately, today is a problem. Today, you got someone different from someone else. They want to shoot each other. This was not the way of Torah. Fact is, there was never a machlekes, there was never a big rift between Hillel and Shammai. The Gemara brings that when was Nisrabe Talmidim Shaleishim Shukol Sorchen, Nisrabu machlekes b'Yisrael. The rift was in the Talmidim. It says when the Talmidim, when there came to become an abundance of disciples of Shammai v'Hillel that were not proper Talmidim, they didn't study enough, that's when started the Machlekes, the Rif in Israel between the house of Shammai and the house of Hillel. But between Shammai and Hillel, they had the greatest personal respect for each other. The fact that they differed in opinions, what does that have to do with the individual? And it says that not only Shammai, when someone would ask their halacha, so they wouldn't tell them, this is the halacha. They would say, this is Shammai's opinion, and this is our opinion. And the Gemara says, and not only that, but they would say Shammai's opinion first. They would say it first. This is Shammai's opinion, and this is our opinion. And because they were that, they said they were nochim. They were calm. They weren't reactionaries. They weren't radicals. And self-suffering. It says that's why the halacha was established by them. And the Maral brings because the halacha is the perfect balance between the right and the left. When it comes to pilpul, when it comes to arguments, you have good arguments on the right and good arguments on the left. What is the halacha? The halacha is the perfect balance between the two. This is the keach haseichel. So the keach haseichel and the keach hanefesh can contradict each other. They can conflict. And that's why, and he says the word secher, sachronim, socher, actually comes from the word to go around from person to person and mimokam lamokam, from one place to the other. So that's why it states, v'lei me'ever ayom, the Torah will not be found, it's not korev, to those that are always going from one place to the other. Because that's a sign that the keach hanefesh is gover. The power of the nefesh in the person is very, very strong and it's taking over. And that will conflict against the power of the seichel. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos brings an interesting point on what we mentioned. But let me mention, it's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos in Perek Omer of Akiva, Pe Gimel Omer Beis. But the Gemara mentions there an interesting halacha, which I don't know if I understand it in totality, but an interesting halacha and it brings a very interesting principle from it before it comes to the Gemara, which we want to bring for the Shir. But since it's a very interesting Gemara, we'll quote that also. The Gemara brings a Mishnah that states, "Ein sfina mekabelas tuma." A boat cannot become tome. Something we might think that a boat is a keli. It's a din like of a manufactured utensil. Manufactured utensil can become tome. Gemara says a boat cannot become. The Mishnah says a boat cannot become tome. So the Gemara says, what's the reason? It goes through a discussion, but one of the reasons mentioned, she'eino mitalteles meleo v'reikum. Because a keli that becomes tomei, we learn out, has to be de'melesak, similar to a keli, which is moved both when it's empty and it's full. A boat, though, is not moved when it's empty and when it's full. So Tesis explains, what does that mean? Why isn't a boat moved when it's empty? You have a cargo ship, you have an empty ship. So he says, because the boat's home is in the sea. And it's ikar halicho. Its main movement in the sea is actually, it's not moving. The sea is moving. So evidently it takes on that the boats travel in currents. They look for the currents to travel by. It's a very interesting point. When a boat is traveling on the sea, actually the boat is not traveling. It's the sea that's traveling. It's sitting in the current, and the current is moving. The water is moving, and it's carrying the boat with it. It's not like when you take a wagon and you drive it on the road. Or you take an automobile that you drive on the road. The road is not moving. You're moving. That's considered movement. But on the sea, when you travel in the currents, so you're not moving. It's the sea is moving, and you're sitting in the sea, and the sea is carrying you along. So therefore, and since that's its ikar halicha, that's basically the way the boat goes, the majority of the time. So therefore, it's not a utensil which is used to transport something, both when it's full or when it's empty. Therefore, it's excluded from Tumah. Now, there's another Mishnah. This is a Mishnah Masechta Kelim. Sfinas Hayardein Temeya. But the Sfina, a boat which was used, it was called Sfinas Hayardein. Translated literally, that would mean a boat of the Jordan River. That was Mekabel Tumah. Velenis Galataima. And the Mishnah doesn't tell us why. And the Gemara pondered for years as to what is its reason. Until came along Reb Chanina ben Akiva. And he gave the reason. And he said, because since it's used, Sfina Seyaden could be referring to Jordan River or any river, because it was used on small rivers. So it was a small boat. And these small boats, they would use to transport. They would be transported both on the river and on the Yabosho, on the dry land. They would drive them down the river, but it could be that then afterwards they were small enough to carry. So they would carry them from one place in the river across the dry land to their destination. So therefore they were metalteles malei avareikum. They were transported, or they were transporting merchandise when they were full and empty. And therefore, the deima lesak lekeli and the makabel tumah. So that's the Gemara there. Well, the Gemara goes through a pilpul, but that's the simple principle in the Gemara. So the Gemara says on that, Omar b'yechnam omarav. B'yechnam said in the name of Rav on this. He says, le'olam al imna odom es atzmai bi beis hamedrash v'afilu sho'achas. Person must be careful never to miss the Beis HaMedrash even for an hour. Many times a person will say, well, look, I'm tired, I don't want to go to the Beis HaMedrash today, or I'll skip this shir, or I'll take this day off. So Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Rav, says, we learn from here, La'olam al yimna odem esatzme bi Beis HaMedrash afilu sho'achas. A person must be careful never to miss the Beis HaMedrash even for 1 hour. Sharei kama shonim nishneis mishneh zu be Beis HaMedrash vele nizgalet taimo. Because this Mishnah was set over in the Beis HaMedrash for many, many years, and no one could ever explain it. Ad shebor b'chanina ben Akiva u'pirshua. Until Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva came and he gave the reason. In other words, you can imagine the great light and joy that there was in the Beis HaMedrash at that time when he explained it. And oi to those that missed it. So therefore from there we hear that a person must be always careful never to miss an opportunity to be at a shir or a beis medrash, even a shoachas, because you don't know what you could be missing. Now, and that was in other words, there it was niflesim, and the Torah was concealed from us. And this was a gilui or, right? Was niskale, that came down for Shemaim, a explanation in a Mishnah. So now, because the Gemara said this, so the Gemara brings a few related Maimorim statements. So this is what's relevant to us. Omer Rabbi Yenison, Le'elam al yimna odem es atzmai b'beis ha-medrish u'me'divrei teira v'afilu b'shas miso. A person should never withhold himself from the beis ha-medrish or from learning Torah, even b'shas miso, even when he's dying. Shnema v'zeis ha-Torah odem ki yomus ba'el. It says this is the Torah when a person dies in a tent. Even when he's dying, he should learn Torah. So Maral says, what are they trying to bring out? She says something very profound. He says, because miso, but when a person dies, is a great tragedy. No matter how he dies, it's a great tragedy. States Aimed Bishash Yitzias Neshama is like your Aimed, like Sefer Teira Shemisarav. Person dies, it's like a Sefer Teira being burnt, because that person could fulfill mitzvahs. Now he can't. But from the other aspect, the Maral says, you must realize it's only a tragedy from the aspect of this world. Because he says Misa only relates to the goof. Misa only relates to the chaymer of this world. He says the seichel, there is no Misa to. When it comes to the keach haseichel, the intelligence that was given to the person, that links itself to the olemes elyonim, to the higher worlds, he says that there is no Misa. That doesn't die. It's the goof that dies. It's the physical body that dies. But the rest doesn't die. The goof returns to the earth. Kodesh Baruch Hu has taken the rest for himself. And that there is no death. Like this is the Gemara in Masechta Nidah. It states, Shleisha Shutfim Ba'odim. There are three partners in the person. The person is made up of 20 major elements. Oviv, father gives 5, the mother gives 5, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives 10. And what the father and mother give are basically physical elements. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives spiritual elements. When it comes time for a person to leave this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his spiritual elements back, and he leaves the rest for Oviv Ima, father and mother. So what dies is the physical element. But the spiritual elements is no death to. That they live on. Except they live on without the goof. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes. So therefore he says, and Torah is not learned with the goof. It's not learned from the physical aspect of the person. It's learned from the seichel, from the intelligence and the spiritual aspect of mind. So that's what the Yenison is saying. Why should a person stop learning even when he's dying? The physical man is dying. But the spiritual man, the seichel of the person, lives on. Therefore his learning should continue. So la'ilam al yimna adam esatzme b'beis ha-medrish u'medivrei tera v'afil b'shas misa. Person should not stop learning even if he's dying. Zeis ha-torah adam ki yomus ba'ayhel. Afil b'shas misa te eisek b'torah. Then he says, because, and he uses this expression, Ein l'seichel hanivdel. You see, we're talking about the higher part of the seichel. There's a lower part of the seichel also that is more mundane, which is more attached to this world. But the higher part of the seichel, he says, Ein l'seichel hanivdel esik b'misha. What does that have to do with death? And that's what he learns Torah with. So that he must carry on with even at a time of death. Now we'll go to one final point. Ki korev elecha adover me'od, Moshe continued, because the Torah is very close to you. Beficha ubevavacha la'seisoi, in your mouths, in your hearts, to do it. 4 things are mentioned here. It's korev elecha, it's very close to you. Your mouth, your heart, and to fulfill it. So 4 things. So Maral writes, these are 4 different levels. He says, firstly, when you study Torah, you have to make it korev elecha. You have to make it close to you. How do you make it close to you? By understanding it well. How do you understand it well? He says, by constantly going over and over and over. And that's why the Gemara says that when you learn, it has to be shomor bebitnon. It becomes guarded and part of you, inside of you. Where you go over and over and over until it's part of you. The Vilna Gaon, who came to such heights in Torah, constantly emphasizes to go over and over and over the Torah. Over. They say over, once heard from a Talmud of Rafutna Zikrein in Rocha. This is Gedalim, nish gewon Gedalim from learning. Ze gewon Gedalim from Chazrin. He says, great people in Torah didn't become great people in Torah from learning. They became great people in Torah from reviewing over and over. talking, this is true by anything, but Torah is different. Because Torah is so far from the person, even though it's close to me. It's Nela Mikol, Eine Kol Beri, it's concealed from everyone. So every time you go over it, it comes a little closer. So you have to go over and over and over. Torah speaks about learning things 100 times, 101 times. Over and over, and each time it becomes close to you. So that's what it means, Ki Korve Lecha, Dover Me Old. And that's why it says, it's kosher liknais ki kesef hazov, v'neach lishtabe kishuchis. Even though it's so difficult to get as gold and silver, but usually once you have it, you have it. No, it's like crystal. If you drop it, it breaks. Gold and silver, you can drop it, doesn't break. You can lose it. So therefore, the first yesod is that it has to be korevei lecho, me'od. And that comes by going over and over and over. Chazor. Then there's a higher level. That's beficho. Mora brings that when you learn Torah, you have to be meitzi beficho. You have to utter the words. Utter the words for yourself and utter the words for others. And this is based on a posuk in Mishle, Perek Dalet Posukhov Beis, Ki chayim heim lemotzo ehem. Torah is life lemotzo ehem to those who find it. Motzo. Al tikre, Mona says, don't pronounce this word motzo ehem, el lemotzo ehem. Not to those who find it, but those who are motzehem befihem. Those who bring out the Torah through their mouths. They pronounce the words. And then brings another posik from Mishle, Tesvo posik of Gimel, Simcha li'ish b'manei fiv. Torah is a simcha to a person when he ma'anei fiv, when he answers with his mouth. Emosai simcha li'ish, when is it a simcha? When b'zman, he's meitzi b'fiv. Now why is this? He says, because even when you have chazer over 100 times, the Torah is not in the real world yet. What world is the Torah in? The Torah is in your mind. It's still abstract. It hasn't come into this physical world yet. The mind is not physical. So the Torah is not in the physical world yet, so it cannot be sholem for us in this world. When does it come into the physical world? That's when you speak the Divrei Torah. For 2 reasons. Because firstly, when a person speaks what's in his mind, that's when it becomes shlemus. Like it states that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man, he took him off from the Adoma and gave him the nefesh that we spoke about. It states, Vayi lo Adam nefesh chaya. Then man became the medaber, the speaker. So when he speaks, then he gets his entire personality into it. So the Torah is not in the real world yet when it's in his mind. It's in the spiritual part of man, but has not come into the world that he lives in. That comes through speaking of the Torah. So therefore it's chaim heim lemotza ehem al tikre motza ehem ela lemotza ehem b'fiho. And secondly, if it's not in this world yet, a person can have a simcha from it yet. So simcha le'ish b'maneo b'fiv. When does it become a simcha? When he's maneo b'fiv. When he speaks the Divrei Torah. That's one reason. And a second reason is because then he's spreading the Torah to others. It's even more in the real world now. Because he's giving it over to others. That's what it states in the Mem Ches Demorim b'chabura. Eina Torah nikne ele b'chabura. Torah, you have to acquire with a chaver, together with someone. Because then you can give it over to someone else. And then it becomes a real part of the world. So that's the second level. Then there's a third level. It states, Korev elecha adover meyayt b'fich b'od, b'ficha u'b'lvavacha. Now, once it becomes Torah b'shlemus, it's a full Torah now. if it's with the person constantly and continually, it will go into his heart. Once it goes into his heart, then from there grows Yiras Shemayim. He has Torah in his heart, he has the fear of heaven. So that's the next level. He'll come to the Madrega of Yiras Hashem. And then he'll come La'aseisa. And then the Torah will drive him to Asiya, to action. Because once the Torah, he has it in his seichel, and he's meitzi befihu, and it becomes part of the world now, and it's sholem, and it seeps into his heart, and he has yiras Hashem, then it will drive him to maisa, to asiya, to deeds, to madregas amaisa. And madregas amaisa is what he does bechol evorov, with all of his physical, in other words, it comes even down to the actual physical level, where he fulfills Torah with every physical part. And that's why the Chazal always tell us, La'elma Talmud Kodim, Shah Talmud Mevi Lidem Aisha. Give priority to learning. Because when you learn, you bring it into your mind and into your intellect. And from there it comes into Dibur and into the world. And from there it seeps into your heart, and then the heart will drive you to fulfill it physically. So that's the pasuk. It has to be korav. That only comes from going over and over and over until you understand it perfectly and it becomes part of your mind. Beficha, and from there into your mouths and into communication in this world. Ubilvavacha, and now it's a Torah shlema, and it will seep into your heart and bring you to the level of Yiras Hashem. And then La'aseisa, it'll drive you to Maisa. This is the beer in the pasuk. Now the Maral, he goes on a whole avelos. He is broken. He says because he says in our generation, and he's referring to his generation. He says we don't find today Torah, and we don't find today Yiras Shamayim. He says, and that's because they do not fulfill these instructions to people. He says, they don't chazer. Everybody learns only to become a great lamdan, but not interested to know Torah. They learn with pilpul. They learn with harifas. They don't start with the children with chumash. Before they know chumash, they're teaching them a little mishnah. Then they ignore the whole mishnah. Then before they're ready, they start learning and teaching them the gemara. He says they don't know what's on top and what's on the bottom. He says, and people learn ketoim, ketoim. It means a little bit here, a little bit there. He says, how can you ever come to Torah that way? And they don't chazer on top. They have nothing to chazer and they don't chazer. How can you come to Torah? And he says, if you don't come to Torah, it can't be beficha. And he says, that's why there's no Torah in our door. He's referring to his generation. And he says, and that's why we don't find any Yiras Shamayim in our generation. So how much more so should we say with our generation? See, if this is what the Maral was speaking in his generation, this was in the 1500s. So this is the beer in these psukim. So this is what Maisha told the people. He said that this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a mitzvah hazeis, asher anochi metzavcha hayom, leini fleisi mimcho. Even though it's concealed from called Beria, not from you. Velerechek, not from Yisrael. Yisrael is perfectly compatible with the Torah. Velerecheki, it's not far away. It's lavelei bashamayim, yolei meivarayami. But korem elecha dover meod, beficha ubelvavcha laseise.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226 Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.